From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghanistan's Taliban has condemned as futile new U.S. plans to increase airstrikes against the Islamist insurgency and to deploy American soldiers to the battlefield when necessary. President Obama approved the wider role for the U.S. military after months of debate to help Afghan security forces combat the Taliban. Meantime, al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri has pledged his allegiance to the new Afghan Taliban leader, Haibatullah Akhundzada, a low-profile religious figure whose predecessor was killed in a U.S. drone strike. Pledge comes as al-Qaeda is facing rivalry from the Islamic State. Authorities in Bangladesh say they have arrested 37 suspected jihadists as part of a nationwide crackdown following a series of deadly attacks on minorities and secular activists. Meantime, hundreds of Hindus, Buddhists, and Christians formed a human chain on the streets of the capital Dhaka to protest against the recent murders of people of their faiths by alleged Islamist militants. Deepak Parikh, leader of the Bangladesh Christian Association, told the demonstrators that they demand the government seek justice for all the murders. The protests follow the stabbing to death of a Hindu monastery worker. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that killing. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia say they have executed two of their members, both of them recruited from Kenya, for disloyalty and anti-Islamic activities. Al-Shabaab has released an audio of the so-called judge delivering that verdict. This is VOA News. Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State militants in their weeks-old offensive to retake the Anbar provincial town of Fallujah. Iraqi government forces and their Shiite militias allies fought to reclaim Fallujah. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi claimed during a visit to the battle zone that government forces were advancing along a new front from the west of the city. Iraqi media showed video of women and children fleeing Fallujah amid reports of dire sanitary conditions and widespread malnutrition. Pro-government Libyan forces have battled the last remaining Islamic State fighters in the center of the Libyan port city of Sirte, with a spokesman saying the top IS leaders had fled to the desert to avoid the onslaught. Libya has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. Rival armed factions have spent the last 5 years trying to grab power and take control of Libya's lucrative oil industry. President Obama is urging the U.S. Senate to swiftly send him a bill to help Puerto Rico manage its staggering debt crisis. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said the House of Representatives has already passed a bipartisan bill to address the crisis. Now the Senate must move quickly to follow suit.
This bill won't cost federal taxpayers a dime. It doesn't include special interest bailouts, and it gives Puerto Rico the ability to restructure its debt, safeguard essential services, and provide important protections to public pensions that more than 300,000 folks rely on to retire with dignity.
Puerto Rico is an unincorporated organized territory of the United States with Commonwealth status, which means they cannot declare bankruptcy. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party nominee Donald Trump was the only candidate campaigning on Saturday. At a rally, Trump criticized 2012 nominee Mitt Romney's criticism of him as setting a dangerous example for Americans. Romney told a meeting of some of the party's top strategists and donors that Trump is promoting what he called trickle-down racism. Trump also criticized former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is also the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, calling her unfit to be president. A new voter poll just out indicates that Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump by 11 percentage points. That's about the same margin as it was last week. To get more news, go to our website at voanews.com. You can also find more on our mobile app, VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.